السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، أوصيكم أولا ونفسي بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون. قال تعالى في كتابه: قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: كلكم راء وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. All praise and thanks due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salawat upon our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear beloved brothers and elders in Islam, firstly I would like to advise myself and those who are present: fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, at all moments. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we all know very well the birth of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prophet of this ummah. Took place in this month. My dear brothers in Islam, I would like to take each one of us back to that day where the Rahmatul Lil Alameen was born. As we have heard it many times, but there is a big lesson to begin my discussion of today. It was that day sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born to this world. Wulida yateeman, born as an orphan. His father died before the birth of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter the mother died, uncle took care of him. When they have to look for a person to suckle sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to breastfeed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was of the most lowest caliber of orphans which existed at that time. They couldn't pay the price to that woman who will breastfeed the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, the uncle took sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from place to place asking, is there a person who could suckle? There was nobody came forward, because they knew no price will be paid. No one knew he will be the Rasul hadhihi al-Ummah. During that period was extreme drought. Here Halimatu Sa'diya radiallahu anha comes from the outskirts of Mecca. She's looking for a child to suckle and get some prize for that. When she came to Makkah al-Mukarramah, this child was presented to her. But when she heard no prize will be paid, she did not accept the child, subhanAllah. She went back to her tent in the evening, spoke to her husband. No children, even to suckle and get a prize. A price will be paid. But this one child, there is no price will be paid. But I feel that I need to go back and take that child into my custody. The Mashura, they agreed, let us go back and take Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one knew it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, here Halimatu Sa'diyah radiallahu anha comes back and she made the request. The child was given to her. She took the child, went back to her caravan. She said, the very moment I kept this Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this child, I kept him on my lap, I felt a change in my body. I felt a change in my body. There was no footfall to consume. There was no footfall to consume. We came in hunger. Even I had children with me. But the moment I kept this Mubarak child on my infant, on my lap, Allah Ta'ala blessed me. I saw that physical change in my body. The energy that Allah gave me. And we had a camel. There was no, that camel couldn't produce milk. For days that camel haven't eaten any food. The moment this infant was brought into my house, the camel started producing milk, supplying milk as well. I saw a complete change in my house. Everybody says, "Oh Halima, you are so lucky. Some blessed infant that you have taken into your custody. All your sheep, your camels return back in the evening. Full stomach. And they all have milk and etc." Here our animals are suffering. She says, when I was going back to my village, the mode of transport, the camel, whatever I had, was suffering. There was no food for that animal to eat. The moment I mounted my mode of transport with this child, that camel had energy in him. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, the lesson, we know the history. Allah blessed Halimatu Sa'diyah radiallahu anha. We need to understand, today, that day it was Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an orphan. When Halimatu Sa'diyah radiallahu anha embraced him, Allah blessed her. Allah gave her all the glory. Allah honored her. Allah gave her barakah. Allah blessed everything, in everything what she had. Today, the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has become an orphan. Today the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has become an orphan. Because we are very far from the beautiful teachings of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We do not know at times how to apply them in our day-to-day life. How to bring them in our day-to-day life. How to adorn our lives. Today we do not see that joy in our family life. Today we do not see that barakah in our house. We do not see that blessing in our house. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, the reason behind, we are away from the words and the life of that Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ummah is confused. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, this is what that I would like to share with you all today. The challenge that we see around us today, the problems that we are witnessing, the challenges that we as a Muslim Ummah facing in this land, many of us are confused. What will happen to us? What will happen to Muslims? What will happen to our wealth, our property, and etc.? Look at the problems we heard. We do not want to mention, but in a lighter note, that this is my topic of discussion today. We heard that monk who delivered a speech last night or yesterday, who insulted, who crossed all boundaries, who have gone above all limits, who is extremely disrespectful to Islam and Muslims, who spoke about Allah ill, who insulted Allah and degraded Allah. We as a Muslim Ummah, worried. We live in this country for over 1,000 years. We haven't seen, we haven't experienced such low level of dialogue spoken. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, if we go back to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teachings of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teachings of Quran which was taught by sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was read and reheard to us by Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will not be confused, inshallah. If not, we will become open. Why? The best of guidance with us. We need to go back to Quran. We need to go back to the life of Rasulullah, beyond our emotions, beyond our feelings, beyond the harm that we have experienced. A person who has said La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah will not be able to accept the words that we hear insulting the maker, the creator, the nourisher, the doer of everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we need to go back to the life of Rasulullah, teachings of the Holy Quran, if we have to become successful. A beautiful ayah in the Quran that Allah is addressing you and me. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ. Good and bad can never ever be equal. Good and bad can never ever be equal. Good has goodness. The end result is good. Bad may look powerful. Bad may look attractive. But the end result is destruction. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ. Subhanallah. Allah is teaching you and me. You challenge the evil. You repel the evil with good. Use good to challenge evil. Use khair to challenge evil. Use hasana to repel evil. If you receive hate speech, if you receive speeches against you, Allah and Rasul, use positive speech. Use ad-deenun nasiha, beautiful advices, useful advices, because good will remain forever and forever. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, Quran is saying, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ. Quran is saying, if you take the positive approach,
You do not target that person. You do not take the evil route to repel evil. Just because they insulted Allah and Rasul, we do not insult their faith, their gods, their religion, their culture. We do not do that. Because to repel evil, to challenge evil, we need to take a good approach. Approach of khair, where Quran is teaching you and me. وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Do not sway, do not insult, do not degrade, do not speak ill about any religion. يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Those who speak ill about Allah and Rasul, if you try to do that, فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, they will do the same with you ignorantly, out of animosity. So my dear brothers in Islam, we all are hurt. As human, we are disturbed. We are in extreme pain. But we need to understand, to repel evil, let's take the good path. Path of khair. Let's go back to the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's go back to the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We may feel nobody is on our side. No help is coming upon us. No support is coming upon us. Let us hit back. Let us use harsh words, rude words. Let us insult the way they are insulting Allah and Rasul. No, my dear brothers in Islam. Let us understand this beautiful deen of Allah. We have guidance in our life. We have direction in our life. We are blessed with this beautiful deen. We need to take the path which can challenge evil. We will take the path of goodness, path of hasana, path of perfection taught to you and me by Allah and His beloved Rasul. Quran says, when you take that path to repel evil, you take good, you take khair, and you give good speech, you give positive message. And Quran is saying that what will happen? فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. When there is animosity between both of you, when there is anger and vengeance between both of you, when you use correct path to challenge evil, good to challenge evil, what will happen? The person who stood against you, the person who spoke ill about you, will become your best friend, subhanAllah. As if this ayah was revealed upon us. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. Quran is saying, no one will possess this quality to challenge evil with good. But those who have high levels of sabr and patience. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we have to be forbearant. Our focus is, they should understand the truth. They should understand the noble deen of Allah. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Beloved slaves of Rahman, people of Iman, when they walk on this planet humbly, simply they walk. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ, when the ignorant address them with words of abuse and harm and insult and disgrace, قَالُوا سَلَامًا, they will say, salam, peace between me and you. because of your ignorance that you are doing this. You did not recognize Allah. You did not understand the beauty of this noble deen. That is the reason that you are behaving. Another ayah in the Quran. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَقَالُوا لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَأَعْمَالُكُمْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَا نَبْتَغِي الْجَاهِلِينَ. They will hear words of abuse, words of insult, words of disgrace. People of Iman, أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ. They will turn away from them. وَقَالُوا لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. For us, what we do, what we believe. For you, what you do, what you believe. Peace upon, peace between ourselves. We do not seek and challenge the ignorance. It's not my word. Words of Quran, words of Allah, teachings of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we become aggressive, rude, harsh, I see the social media, the youth who are present here today, take a positive message, take the message of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, take the words of sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that will put them on their knees, if not today, tomorrow, inshallah. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we all are hurt. Person of Iman will be hurt and disturbed. We need to understand. Take a positive message. Talk to your friend. Explain them. Each one of you is a shepherd. You are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each one of us are shepherds. We have to answer Allah. What we have done? Have we spoken to our brothers of other faith with regard to the glory and the beauty of Islam? Did we convey the words of Allah to them? Today they have reached this degree. Can be Islamophobia. It can be some agenda. It can be some other objective. It means nothing in front of the words of Allah. Let us become people of Iman and Islam. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, Quran is teaching you and me. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Allah told Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, went through pain, agony, subhanallah, insult. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself says, لَقَدْ أُوذِيتُ فِي اللَّهِ وَمَا يُوذَى أَحَدْ. The pain, the harm, the insult that I have gone through, O my Sahaba, no one on this planet had ever gone through and will ever go through, subhanallah. So much with regard to physical body he was harmed. His image was damaged. He was insulted. His wife was called, accused of adultery. Falsely accused of adultery. His daughter was killed. His grandchild was killed. He was chased out of his house by the pagan Arabs. But do you know, when Fath Makkah took place, Makkah was conquered. Allahu Akbar. Baytullah came under the control of Islam and Muslims. Here sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called all those who harmed him, all those who did all these damages, he gathered all of them. He told, what do you think, anni failum bikum, that I'm going to deal with you? What do you think? How will I deal with you? Allahu Akbar.
They say, you are such a great person. Son, your father, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, they are noble people. You will be also noble. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
all of you all are forgiven today. Look at it. All of you all are forgiven today. But few people were identified that they should be executed because of the severe degree of damage that they have done to Islam and Muslims. One is Habbar. One person who killed the daughter of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who killed the grandchild of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, after a few days, she died as well. When she was pregnant, and this person hurt her, and thereafter she gave birth, the child died, and thereafter the daughter of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died by the oppression of the pagans of Mecca. The order was given, if you find that person, he should be executed. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting and waiting. There was a person who entered the gathering of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fully covered himself. Nobody noticed him. One sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, he is the person who killed your daughter. The sahaba unsheathed the sword to execute this tyrant person. Do you know the words of Rasulullah? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, stop. Allow him. If he wants to talk to us, we will talk to him. He was summoned, made to sit. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I know the order had been given to execute me, but I came here with the hope. I know you are the most forbearing, merciful, loving, a person who has the highest caliber of akhlaq. You are the best person. I came with the hope that you shall forgive me today. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are forgiven. My dear brothers in Islam, to grow the beautiful deen of Islam, to give the best image to you and me of the challenges that we face today. The person who killed his daughter was brought in front of him. His grandchild was, who killed his grandchild was brought in front of him. The father looks at him and says, you are forgiven for what? For the words of Allah and Rasul. This is the teaching that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us. We need to embrace them. We need to use them. My dear brothers in Islam, one day Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of his house. Ali radiallahu anhu was there. A person came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, all our farms are destroyed. Our lands are destroyed. Everything around us is destroyed, Ya Rasulullah, due to heavy drought. Do you have something for us, Ya Rasulullah? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Ali. O Ali, do we have anything in our treasury? Ali radiallahu anhu said, no, Ya Rasulullah. Empty. Nothing in our treasury. Subhanallah. Then a Jew came. A gentleman, a very honorable person came. Ya Rasulullah, I heard people are in need of some food. People need some help. I am a Jew. I'll give you, Ya Rasulullah. You pay me back when you have the next hour of dates. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agreed. And he gave, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave that person and said, go and take care of your community. Now, there was a date agreed to settle. Time and date was agreed to settle the debt. This Jew came a day before. He came into Masjid al-Nabawi. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with the Sahaba.
he came right a very peak time. He looked at Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, what is this? This is the behavior of the Quraysh. When they take a loan, they do not settle in time. And he started insulting Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar radiallahu anhu was sitting, subhanallah. Imagine the moment. The narration says, his eyes were rotating. His eyes were rolling up and down. Became red out of extreme anger. He said, Ya Adu Allah, O the enemy of Allah, this is how that you talk to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was angry. Emotionally he stood up. My dear brothers in Islam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Umar, calm down. Radiallahu. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, Ya Umar, why did you become so rude to him? Why you couldn't tell me? Ya Rasulullah, why don't you pay these people early and settle them? Why did you become so rude? Why did you become so harsh? وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you become hard and rude on the hard or rude-hearted people, they will run away from you. Quran says. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Umar, stand up. You go and settle him and give him something more. Because you are very harsh and rude to him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows very well the initial damage was done by this Jewish rabbi. Now Umar radiallahu anhu was so angry. He was walking. The Jewish rabbi was walking behind him. Jewish rabbi asked, Ya Umar, ata'arifuni? Do you know me? Umar radiallahu anhu said, I don't want to know you. Imagine. He asked this question from Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. He said, Ya Umar, I am Zayd ibn al-Su'na. Umar radiallahu anhu was amazed. You are the most popular rabbi amongst the Jews. You hold the high rank and high status. Why did you insult my Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, Ya Umar, I have read in my book few qualities of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the most forbearing, have highest level of patience, sabr. And I have read, more you instigate him, more you kindle him, more you arouse him, more calm that he will become. Subhan. More anger that you make him, more humble and more soft that he will become. I wanted to see whether he is the real prophet of this ummah. So I tried my luck. Wallahi, he proved himself. And he said, Umar, you be witness. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. And he embraced Islam. And he said, Ya Umar, you be witness. Half of my wealth will be given in sadaqah and charity for Islam and Muslims. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, to challenge evil, take the right path, good path. We are busy in Facebook. We are busy in social media. We are busy in Instagram. We are busy in WhatsApp. We are busy with everything, every moment. Give a positive message. Do not encourage evil. Do not instigate evil. Some people can talk in such ways within Muslims or from the other culture who can arouse our anger. Who can kindle that fire in our heart. We as people of Iman will not react to these statements, to these behavior. We need to calm down. Do you know? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Nabiuna Musa and Harun alayhim as-salatu was-salam and told, Izhaba ila Fir'auna innahu tagha. Go to Fir'aun. Invite, both of you, go and invite him towards Allah. He has done transgressed the order of Allah. He said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَىٰ. I am the greatest. I am the Rabb who is greatest and noble and etc. He claimed himself to be a Rabb. Can any person transgress more than this? If we study the entire Quran, we will not find any tyrant ruler ever existed on this planet which Quran has spoken, have gone to this degree claiming that he is Ilah, that he is the Lord, that he is Rabb, and he is everything. But Allah told to Nabiuna Musa and Nabiuna Harun alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And when Nabiuna Musa alayhi salatu was-salam talked, he said, Ya Rasulullah, to go to Fir'aun, I need help. Allah appointed his brother Harun to accompany him to go and meet Fir'aun. Subhanallah. فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. Allah told, Ya Musa, when both of you go, talk to him. قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. It's soft words. Words of respect. With kind words. لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ. Perhaps he will take heed. He will take heed from your message. Perhaps he will understand the words of Allah and Rasul. Aw yakhsha. Or he will fear Allah and he will abstain from the wrong that he is doing. A person who claimed to be Rabb. Allah ordered the messengers to talk to him in the most polite, kind, loving, respectable manner. Learn from the Quran. If we do not adhere to the Quran, if we do not adhere to the life of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will expose the honor of our entire Muslim community. We will expose our own community. We will put our entire community in danger. Let's use the path of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's start dialogue, discuss. How many of us could say, I have spoken to 10 people, I have spoken to 100 people. How many of us, we have school friends, we have college friends, we have business friends, we have university friends. How many of us started the dialogue and discussion? Wallahi, wherever we went and spoke about Allah and Rasul, we, subhanallah, they became humble. Even yesterday, we have to attend a conference. Wallahi, when we spoke about Allah and Rasul, there were cardinals, Christian priests, Buddhist monks, bishops from all many parts of the world had one of the largest conferences. They invited to deliver a few words about Allah. When we spoke about Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teachings of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we saw them becoming humble. The honorable Buddhist, one of the Buddhist monks were present. He addressed by saying, my Muslim friend, my dear beloved brothers in Islam, we live in this country, majority community, respectable, honorable community, kind, good conduct, good behavior. We need to promote our relationship with them. We need to promote the goodness what Allah has given. We need to promote the good message to them. We need to show them what is Islam. We need to invite them to our masajid. We have become a close community. We do not share any good with them. We do not tell them what is in our masjid. The degree of suspicion being promoted today, the challenge that we see, they are putting suspicion day by day in the minds of the majority community.
We are the Muslim Ummah. Allah has given us the haq. We are on the truth. We have not betrayed a person. We have not betrayed this land. We have not betrayed any individual. It is our duty. The truth is with us. The goodness is with us. The khair is with us. The hasana is with us. Let us repel the evil by taking them. Let's talk to them with our neighbor, with our friend, with our neighbors, with our colleagues, with our co-friends who are working in our organization. Let's talk to them about the beauty of Islam. Let's show them this is what Islam means. This is what marriage means. This is what Islamic culture means. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, Muslim Ummah at large facing a big challenge. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Indeed, after difficulty, Allah will bring good. Allah will bring khair. Allah will bring ease. My dear brothers in Islam, a child goes to school. Grade 1, grade 2, he writes examination. Grade 1 paper is easier than grade 2. And more higher that he reaches, the examination will become difficult, painful, agonizing, challenging. Similarly, the Muslim Ummah has spread all across the globe, all across the universe, facing challenges every part of the world. The test is on its feet that Muslims are suffering, but we as a Muslim Ummah who lives in this land should behave with utmost responsibility, with utmost trust. Our words, our actions, our behavior, our emotions, our activities should be controlled, should become calm. And people whom Allah has given skill, people whom Allah has given authority, people whom Allah has kept them in power, they have to use those skills, those authority, those power to enforce the law and order in this land, to bring peace and stability and unity and bond among cultures. This is the joy, responsibility upon each one of us. And my dear brothers in Islam, we may within ourselves will have difference of opinion, difference of feeling. You may not like me, I may not agree with you, for an example. Or you may not like that alim, or you may not like this organization. This is not the time to debate on those topics. We as a Muslim Ummah should unite. We should put all our differences aside. We should become one united family. Even though we have agreement or disagreement, we must put them behind. We all should become one Muslim Ummah. We should unite. I can be inclined towards whatever organization. You can be inclined towards whatever organization. But as a Ummah, when we, all of us, are being challenged, let us unite, plan, and have the positive approach, approach that Quran is encouraging you and me to bring unity, goodness and khair and peace in this land. And Allah says, with this I conclude, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَحَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. When the truth comes out, my dear brothers in Islam, when we see the ocean, we will see bubbles and foam on top of the ocean. Quran gives the example of haq. You will think, when you look at the ocean, it is filled with foam and bubbles. But the real waves will come up soon, and the bubbles will disappear. So, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَحَقَ الْبَاطِلُ. And the nature of truth, it will come up, because it is the reality, and those evil, wrong, will be disappeared. And Quran also says, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Take hasanat, take the right path, take goodness, take positive message, take positive speech, and it will destroy evil, hate speech, sin, and etc. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the entire Muslim Ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite all of us, unite all of our hearts, protect the rights of the Muslim, protect the masajid. May Allah protect the masajid. May Allah protect every Muslim, whether it's male or female. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide this ummah towards the safe path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala build those beautiful bridges to bring unity amongst all cultures and ourselves.